SBS Radio.
Leading up to NAIDOC Week 2020, Mitch Tambo just released a new single in Camilla Roy language, Absolutely Everybody. It's a cover of Vanessa Amorosi's classic, Absolutely Everybody, with its message of unity, harmony, and resilience. Themes that still resonate today just as much as they did more than 20 years ago. Ahead of the release of the single, Mitch Tambo took the time to talk to us not only about the single Absolutely Everybody, but also what a roller coaster year 2020 has been for him, his performances and appointment as UNICEF ambassador, his Tambo talks, and many, many more other topics. Now, welcome to NITV Radio, Mitch.
Yami yami, my brother. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, now this is a very good news for us because usually NAIDOC Week is earlier in the year, but this time because of the pandemic, well, we are celebrating NAIDOC Week in November, a very rare occurrence. And you're releasing a song that features some themes of this year's NAIDOC Week, always was, always will be.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's been one heck of a year, as you know, and to be able to bring a song out and to just get creative and do something, you know, on the eve of NAIDOC Week that's being pushed back, like you said, I think it's just a beautiful thing and a blessing for me, and I just feel really privileged to be able to contribute.
We spoke twice this year when you released your other single, and then when you got appointed ambassador, but you've also been very active running your own weekly show, Tambo Talk. How is the talk going before we go into talking about the new release?
Tambo Talk's going well. I mean, it's been another blessing for me to be able to create Tambo Talk through the corona pandemic, just to keep us all connected and to keep sharing positive stories and to hear about how people have overcome, you know, just certain obstacles in their life to get to where they are today and find out what fuels someone's fire to just keep going and keep pursuing their dreams and goals. It's just been beautiful, and just launched series 3 as of last night, and we got to kick that off with the one and only Casey Donovan. So that was a blessing for me and an awesome way to start series 3 of Tambo Talk. It's back on my Facebook. It's right there. It's back home with me, and we've gained so much positive feedback, and there's people that constantly reach out, when's the next series? When's the next series? So I'm just pumped that I've been able to create something that aligns with my vision of purpose of bringing people together, creating a community that's all about uplifting and accepting one another for who we are and just celebrating and just sharing that message of love and acceptance.
Yeah. Give us the times again for Tambo Talk so we can put the message out there, and those who haven't been following can tune in and celebrate and enjoy.
Tambo Talk is 8 p.m. Wednesday nights, Australian Eastern Standard Time, on my Facebook. You go to just type in Mitch Tambo. Go to my Facebook, 8 p.m. Wednesday night, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. You'll have a laugh, hopefully a smile, and hopefully you'll walk away like, yeah, that was worth my while.
Yeah, and the new season you launched with Casey Donovan, who we also had a chance to talk to earlier this year. Really a very, very strong partnership there. And now this song that you're releasing, it's a cover in Camilla Roy language of Absolutely Everybody from another great Australian artist. Why this one in particular?
You know, it's 20 years of Absolutely Everybody this year, 20 years of a young 16-year-old Vanessa Amorosi just taking the world by storm as she just absolutely blew everyone away at the Sydney Olympics. Not only is it the 20 years, it's a song that I really resonate with. I love the lyric. I love what it's about. I feel like it's just an anthemic song of life, of acceptance, and there's just certain phrasing in the song that I love, you know, that just, it's simple, but it speaks volumes. Like, everybody breathes, everybody bleeds, absolutely everybody. And I just feel like when we look beyond race, gender, sexuality, religion, and class, and we strip it right back to the foundations of who we are as human beings, you know, we have so many similarities and commonalities that we can share. And we also have differences, which is okay. I just feel like once we strip it all back and we can accept one another, we can really just move forward. And I just love that this song, it's just full of life. It gets you on the dance floor. And I just really wanted to do my own take on the song and hopefully do it justice.
And do it in Camilla Roy language. You just spoke about the word justice. And we've just come out of actually a few months of Black Lives Matter and the fights for justice. What's your view on this?
I just think it's an everyday thing. It's not a few months thing. This has been the plight of our existence, you know, since colonization. And that's not me being negative. I think that's just something that's worldwide for all minority groups and all Aboriginal people around the world, African-American people, you know, all peoples of colour. There seems that there's this common denominator, and that's this walk, this cry out for equality, for justice, to try and create a better tomorrow for our young ones to just walk upon, that they would be able to walk with their shoulders back, just representing culture, identity, language, personality, uniqueness, and feel safe and comfortable to do that. And it's been a crazy, intense couple of months in terms of what we have seen around the world, but it's definitely a story that our old people can talk about to our generations and the young people to come. And I just hope that one day it's a conversation that we're having no more, because all of us as humanity, as citizens of the world, can just walk together and love one another and accept one another for everything that we are as individuals, community, and collective people.
You've been very active. You're a very active person, but this year is just exceptionally filled with really milestones, like the highlights at the Australia Got Talent finale performance with John Farnham, and being a UNICEF ambassador, and so many other things. What a year this one has been for you.
Brother, it has been the most epic year, and I'm just fortunate that throughout this year I've been able to just have these moments of celebration, and just moments where I felt like, wow, you know, I'm progressing, I'm moving forward, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I just feel so blessed for the opportunities that have arose for me this year, whilst being in one of the most craziest periods in history. So I think for all of us, though, it's been a year of sink or swim. Keep your head above water and just keep moving forward and looking at your cup half full rather than empty, so to speak.
The song that you're about to release will feature in the ABC Music's upcoming Deadly Hearts. Can you tell us a word or two about this compilation?
Deadly Hearts is an amazing compilation album where it's all full of all unique, beautiful First Nations artists, and each artist taking on their reimagined version of an Australian classic. There's some amazing artists on there. You've got Isaiah Firebrace featuring Stan Walker, Dreaming Now, featuring Emily Warramurra, Ziggy Remo. There's so many incredible artists on there, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it. And just, yeah, shout out to ABC. Thanks for reaching out and getting me involved. I'm just pumped, and I'm just so blessed that, you know, my home there, my family at Sony are just so open to me collaborating and getting my message out there and being able to share my language and music. I'm just feel pumped and blessed. And again, just so excited that, you know, throughout such an epic year, I've been able to have this amazing opportunity to get creative again, to push myself and to just go for it.
I know you're really a very powerful advocate for mental health, and we're talking at the end of October, Mental Health Month. Can you tell us a word or two about the state of this condition? Because we are coming right at the end of our pandemic, where mental health has been not that much spoken about, but we know that in the background, it has just gone as viral, if not even more viral than the COVID itself.
Exactly, exactly, brother. I'm glad you said that, because it's been there. You know, this year, so many people have ended their lives, have absolutely suffered in silence with mental health, and especially while being in extreme lockdowns, completely socially isolated. And it hasn't been something that we've talked about much or seen much presented across any platforms, really. For me in particular, I think every day, regardless of the pandemic, is a day to discuss openly mental health and make it a normal conversation. And for me, I'm just really passionate about that. I'm passionate about having that open conversation and making it a normal conversation, not only for us as men, but for everyone, and to just let that conversation get out to our youth. Because, you know, in this pandemic, kids have been home. You know, I've had my stepdaughters at home, and just completely isolated from physical contact, from sport, from just everyday today things that really involve connectiveness and being able to talk and converse. And you just really feel for everyone, but in particular, you know, our youth. So I feel like in being able to have these open conversations, maybe it can just make some people feel better about reaching out and accessing services and support and just not feeling alone.
Anything we haven't covered that's really important that our listeners must know about, not only the upcoming album, but also your views on maybe the theme Always Was, Always Will Be, and any other thing that is important you'd like to actually raise at this time?
Totally. I mean, I think this year's NAIDOC theme, it's transparent, it's simple, but it's very poignant and it's right on the money. And I think that is, no matter where we've been or where we're going, wherever you're standing right now, if you're in this beautiful country, you are on Aboriginal land, and it always was and it always will be Aboriginal land. And I feel like it's a very purposeful statement, and I feel like people shouldn't be threatened by that statement. They should use that statement as a beautiful reminder to find out where you are, what country you're on, whose land are you on, what's the name of the people of the land that you're on, what is the language that's spoken, what is some of the art styles that's used there, what are some of the things historically that have happened on this land, whether it be cultural, colonialism related, what is it? But use this NAIDOC theme to educate yourself further, to find out more about the land that you're on, just so that you can celebrate it and feel a little bit more connected. And I'm not saying go and just make your whole life about that, but just reach out, go to a local lands council, have a cup of tea, or learn how to say hello in that language, or just do a little bit this NAIDOC to feel a little bit more informed about where you are on this beautiful piece of country that we all live, love being on.
Yeah. Mitch Tambo, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I can't just wait to get my hands on this new single and up just enjoying it.
Thanks so much, my brother. And I appreciate you, appreciate your support and, you know, reaching out and being able to connect throughout the year and just be able to, you know, share and conversate. I really appreciate it. And to everyone out there, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Let's pump up. Let's get excited. Until next time, I'm Mitch Tambo. Please press play on my new single, Absolutely Everybody. Yanungali.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.